This is Ragamuffin Radio, webcasting from the southern shires of England. Your easy listening station for the finest in folk, blues, contemporary and traditional music. You're listening to the Christmas edition of Sunday in the Shires, a programme of selected favourite tunes presented each and every Sunday by Ragamuffin Brian and Ragamuffin Mike. So why not sit back and relax for an hour, put the coffee on the stove, lean back in your favourite armchair. Welcome to the Christmas edition of Sunday in the Shires.
there's beasts all alive, and peas porridge or hot surf. With Punch's new play of the gunpowder plot, surf. Find sausages fried and the tricks on the wire. Quirky show and Fat Pig in the fire. And the big wheel turn round. Take a seat in the chair, oh, and all of Smithfield resounded to Bartlemy Hornpipes and fireworks and showing of postures, and fried black puddings and opening of oysters, and fiddling and fighting and singing and shrieking, and bagpipes and trumpets and resounded to Bartlemy Fair, and all of Smithfield resounded to Bartlemy Fair, and all of Smithfield resounded to Bartlemy Fair.
Well, good morning, everybody, and a warm welcome to all listeners to this program, which, of course, is Christmas in the Shires. And by the sound of it, a warm welcome to Mike Westbrook, I believe, in the background.
Yeah, it certainly is Christmas in the Shires because it's cold out there. So I thought we'd warm it up with the Mike Westbrook Brass Band playing Shall We Gather at the River, the John Ford, The Searchers classic from the film. Also then, Jelly Roll Blues, Jelly Roll Morton's signature tune, played again by the Mike Westbrook Brass Band. And finally, Bartlemy Fair, with Phil Minton singing such a rousing choruses and such a lovely old English song. Classic stuff, absolutely classic. I think you'd agree, Brian.
Yeah, it was wonderful. I enjoyed that. It's got a real flavour of Christmas about it. It's about 1 degree above freezing out there at the moment.
It looks cold.
In the Shires. It's what we call brass monkey weather. In fact, they've all got their thermal underwear on. Going back to Mike Westbrook, I believe I'm right in saying he's appeared a couple of times at Southsea locally.
He's appeared all over the place, yeah. I've seen him only about 3 or 4 times over the last 30 years. Last time I saw him was up here in Southampton, and I asked him where was Phil Minton, and he said, well, he's actually living and playing in Sweden now. He is one of my all-time favourite singers, Phil Minton. You ever hear Phil Minton sing Blake's Jerusalem with Mike Westbrook, you'll know what singing's about. Fantastic, yeah. Absolutely fantastic.
Well, all the reports that I've heard back, I've not been fortunate enough to see him live myself, but all the reports that have come back have been absolutely ecstatic.
Oh, he's as good as they get, Mike Westbrook. He's led that orchestra. His orchestra is brass band for like 30 or 40 years, and they've done some fantastic music.
Well, thanks for that, Mike. Thanks for giving us a really good start off and a flavour of Christmas here. We're 48 hours away at the moment. Everybody's pretty well ready, I think, for the festivities. And Michael, of course, as you've probably gathered this week on the programme, is kicking off for us. And his next selection, well, I think that I really ought to say leave the listeners to get an ear to this. And I think they'll enjoy this a great deal, you know.
She says that I can't be your bride. All men are fools, so says my mother. They'll tell you again, love and lies. Does that
Well, Dolly Parton and Silver Dagger and Laura Nyro, Beads of Sweat. Over to you, Michael, for some background information.
Yeah, we've got some Martin Kennard, Tony Jeffries, Richard Crouch to thank for showing us some Dolly Parton's album, Grass is Blue, because they did this version of Silver Dagger from that album at the Nonesuch only just recently, Brian, wasn't it?
Yeah, Michael, you fell over on the floor nearly.
Well, I nearly fell over because it was so good. It was such a good version, and I'd never heard of it. I'd never heard this verse, never heard the album before. And so we've latched onto the album, and I think it's just fabulous. Simple as that. And, you know, those guys out there at the folk clubs, you know, you can pick up some brilliant songs from them. And, of course, being Christmas, it's very relevant. The late Laura Naro used to do a Christmas Eve concert at the Bottom Line, and you can get a live album of that material that she used to do. But the song that I chose today is called Beads of Sweat from the album Christmas and the Beads of Sweat. Fantastic soulful version of a song there with Dwayne Allman playing lead guitar. So I just love that. I just love that to death.
Now, your next selection, Mike, triggers my memory back to the 60s and to a very well-known movie film called Paint Your Wagons. I think I'm right?
You are, yeah. There is a tenuous link to Paint Your Wagon with all this material.
I was born in Kaufman County, Texas. That was in 11th of September, 1886. Come to California in 1906. I didn't have to go to World War One. I was too old for World War Two. One good thing that I've always been proud of, I was the youngest in the family, and the rest was all married, and I've taken good care of my mother and father as long as they lived. There's a fella up here at the post office one day, he's a pet him. I says to him, "That dog, you have no idea how smart he is. I just thought I'd tell you. You ain't telling me nothing. I know all about it." Kids would come here, "We want to hear old Ted sing." In them days, I fooled with him more then. I could just come in this way. "I want you to sing now. Do, do, do." "Now I have to take the harp and make a sound before you sing."
"Teddy, come in. Come on. Come on out from under there. Here now, sit down. Sit down, Teddy. Now here, I want you to sing. Sing these folks' song. Sing the old rugged cross. Listen, chord with this now. Here. Oh, yo, do, do. Sing.
And I can't find my way to the three. Jaeger would. So help me if you can, I've got to give back to the house at the corner by one. You'd be surprised, there's so much to be done. Count all the bees in the hive, chase all the clouds from the sky. Back to the days of Christopher Robin and jar stuck on his nose. He came to me asking help and advice, and from here no one knows where he goes. So I sent him to ask of the owl if he's there, how to loosen a jaw from the nose of a bear. So help me if you can, I've got to get back to the house at the corner by one. You'd be surprised, there's so much to be done. Count all the bees in the hive, chase all the clouds from the sky. Back to the days of Christopher Robin, back to the ways of Christopher Robin.
Okay, Mike, so we gave everybody, the listeners, a clue. So what was the link?
Well, the link to Paint Your Wagons was quite simple. The Nitty Gritty Dirt Band went to Oregon with Lee Marvin and Clint Eastwood and were the band in the movie that plays. Now, there's an interesting thing if you look at Back to the Future 3 with Marty and Doc Brown in the West, that they also use the same sort of scenario of a band playing jigs and reels in the background, and it's all obviously cop from that movie. And we'll probably return in the new year to the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, and in particular that film, Paint Your Wagons.
Put your hand out here while I give it a sharp slap. There you go. You must be the only person I've ever come across on a webcast that's introduced a singing dog into the program.
Yeah, this is true. Well, This album by the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band is called Uncle Charlie and His Dog Named Teddy, and it is one of the most fantastic buzzing albums of music that you're likely to hear. And if you haven't got a copy of it, you should have a copy. You heard Uncle Charlie talking about his dog Teddy, you heard the Randy Lynn Rag, and then I let the boys finish off with House at Pooh Corner by Kenny Loggins. And it gets better and better, that album. No doubt our friends at Nonesuch would love to hear some more of that.
And whether they want to or not, they're going to hear some more. Right, now then, we're going to take a rather lengthy musical journey now, because we're going to jump right across the pond from one side to the other.
Yeah, where are we going?
And we're going to land somewhere around County Clare in the west coast of Ireland.
That'll do.
And I think this is a lovely taste just for this time pre-Christmas.
Sorrow and sadness, bitterness, grief, memories I have of you won't leave me in peace. My mind was running back to the west coast of Clare, thinking of you and the times we had there.
The twinkling lights of Doolin lay shrouded in a mist of spray and foam on storm winds blown from off Atlantic cliffs. The cliffs of Clare, so stark and bare, lay background to the scene, and welcome lights from hostels bright guide travellers in their dreams. 'Tis Christmas Eve, no guiding star to light a journey home, but the twinkling lights of Doolin shine brightly through the foam. The road so dark and empty reflects on rock-filled walls, and ghosts of folk now long past look down from tavern halls. The twinkling lights of Doolin, they call and seem to say, no matter where you travel, you're never far away. Like sunset beams in storm-filled scenes, they dance across the foam. The twinkling lights of Doolin are calling you back home.
All the world will understand.
out walking. The boys, they look so fine, dressed up in green velvet, the silver buckles shine.
Oh, Bri, I want to go back to Ireland. You've been, last New Year's Eve, wasn't it? And I think there's a story here because you've combined Maura O'Connell with that beautiful poem that you wrote at the time. Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, Maura O'Connell, I'm a fully paid up member of her totally universal fan club. Did you ever hear such a voice? I think she's outstanding.
Yeah, she really is.
And we were discussing in between tracks that I think that this album, Wandering Home, is probably the best album that she's ever done so far. Now, that was followed by, that was the West Coast of Clare track, by the way. Mm-hmm. And then that was followed by a little poetic interlude called The Twinkling Lights of Doolin. You're quite right, Mike. I did go over to the West Coast of Clare and see the New Year Inn last year.
Yeah,
and at one point sat on the promontory at Doolin and watched the surf on a very wintry day break over the promontory there, almost sweeping the car into the sea. It was that rough.
Yeah, I can imagine.
And looked across to see the cliffs of Moher on my left and the Isles of Arran through the spray in the distance. And it was one of those rare moments which sort of got me to put pen to paper. And right about the night before, when we arrived in Doolin in the dark, having driven up from Shannon Airport, and that's how I saw it. Hopefully that poem conveys it to you.
Oh, it's tremendous. You've read it at the folk club at the Nonesuch, and I've really enjoyed it, and so has everyone else. And people ask you for that.
Yeah, they do. And then the third track was a follow-on. That was also by Maura O'Connell, Down Where the Drunkards Roll, because I love the song, and I think it just gives us a little impetus towards Christmas.
Yeah.
I'm not saying all our listeners will be in that state, but maybe partially.
Yeah, and it's a Richard Thompson song, isn't it? Down Where the Drunkards Roll.
Down Where the Drunkards Roll. And for my next selection, I'm going to stay in the UK, but it's going to be a means of linking back the UK to the big old US of A.
I'm intrigued.
Oh, you're going to miss your daddy when he's gone, when he's gone. Yeah. You're gonna miss your daddy when he's gone, when he's gone. Daddy's gone down that Gallatin road, the hen never laid and the corn never grew. You're gonna miss your daddy when he's gone. Oh, I'd rather have a dollar than a dime, than a dime. Yeah, I'd rather have a dollar than a dime, than a dime. Daddy's gone down that crossroad track. If you can't make a dollar, then he ain't come back home. I'd rather have a dollar than a dime. Knoxville now. Yeah, your daddy's gone to Knoxville now, Knoxville now. Your daddy's gone down that Knoxville road. The dog never barked and the cock never crowed. Your daddy's gone to Knoxville now.
Out for college, 1953, warm in a Greyhound bus seat and a sack of dreams. She traces the driver's tattoo on my arm every time she tells the story. Chess squares and cheesecloth soak a Samsonite suitcase. A soiled note her mama wrote said, "When you coming home, girl? Soon?" She tells how my daddy dazzled her, kicking quarters into his shirt pocket in the lunch line the second week of school. Next thing she knew, he'd bought a ring. Couldn't afford the thing, and she quit school to marry. "Let's leave this hell hole," he hollered. "Dusty squalor." His Impala down Highway 24, he swore he'd make a doctor or a lawyer. Or a junk bond salesman, hotel developer. Grandma lit her heart of fire, set it in the windowsill, mouthing prayers at Mama's senior picture. "When you coming home, girl? When you coming home?" Daddy gave her a house to keep, kids to raise, a yard to mow, an old clunker car to drive places she'd never seen before. It wasn't long till the northern stars fell from Mama's house dress pockets onto linoleum. On cold nights, here in this drafty kitchen, crickets pinch her nerves, viceroys soothe her soul. Mama still aches to answer the call across the years. "When you coming home, girl? When you coming home?"
Brian, I'm absolutely intrigued by this combination because you've got a guy from Yorkshire there singing like he's in Knoxville and in Tennessee, and then you take us to somebody, I believe, a poet from Nashville way.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, as you usually are, Mike. The first track was Daddy's Gone to Knoxville, which is off an album called Ragpicker's Dreams by Mr. Dire Straits himself, Mark Knopfler. He always surprises me, this guy, because he comes up with a lot of acoustic, semi-acoustic stuff. And if you close your eyes, you're quite right. You think you were down in the Deep South. And then I came across an album the other day which intrigued me. And this album was by somebody called Minton Sparks. And this lady specializes in poetic readings, I think is what you call it.
Set to music,
at the end of the day, let the listeners be the judge, but I think it's beautiful stuff.
Oh, I thought it was fabulous. I was right back in Tennessee after going through Knoxville and down through Tennessee in August. I was right back there with that lady's...
Thought you were back on holiday again.
I thought I was on Interstate 24, yeah, I really did.
And that track called When You're Coming Home, Girl comes off of Minton Sparks' album called The Dress.
In the state of Colorado, there's a highway, Interstate 25, that bisects the state north to south. It runs through Denver, Colorado Springs, Pueblo, Walsenburg, little town of Trinidad, and it goes up over a pass into Raton, New Mexico. That's the way they pronounce it out there, too, Raton. The Gunnison is a river and a town in Colorado. The chorus to this is very easy. It's one line repeated twice. and it's snowing on Raton. Tomorrow I'll be through them hills and gone. Now, after it comes around a time or two, and you feel like joining in, please do. As a matter of fact, I insist on it. Oh, I'll do it by table if I have to. Yeah. And if you do it really good, I'll sing harmony to you. Yes, you get a prize. Root beer. After we do the chorus, the line we repeat twice, I usually do a little thing on my guitar. And by the end of the song, I probably get it right for the first time. Well, the wind don't blow in Amarillo. The moon along the Gunnison don't rise. Shall I cast my dreams upon you, love babe? Lie beneath the laughter of your eyes. It's snowing on Raton. Come morning, I'll be through them hills and gone. It's snowing on Raton. Come morning, I'll be through them hills and gone. Mother thinks the road is long and lonely. Little brother thinks the road is straight and fine. Little darling thinks the road is soft and lovely. I'm thankful that old road's a friend of mine. Here we go again. It's snowing on Raton. Come morning, I'll be through them hills and gone. It's snowing on Raton. Come morning, I'll be through them hills and gone. Bid the years goodbye, you cannot still them. Cannot turn the circles of the sun. You cannot count the miles until you feel them. You cannot hold a lover that is gone. It's snowing on Raton. Come morning, I'll be through them hills and gone. It's snowing on Raton. Come morning, I'll be through them hills and gone. Tomorrow, the mountains will be sleeping. Silent beneath the blanket green and blue, I shall hear the silence they are keeping, and bring all their promises to you. It's snowing on Raton. Come morning, I'll be through them hills and gone. It's snow. It's snowing on Raton. Come morning, I'll be through them. Thank you. Great job.
Once in a while, a story of Christmas. In September 1960, I woke up one morning with 600 babes and just £5 in my pocket. You see, their father had gone. The boys ranged from 3 months to 7 years, and their sister was 2. Now, their dad had never been much more than a presence they feared. Whenever they heard his tires crunch on the gravel driveway, they would scramble to hide under their beds. He did manage to leave £8 a week to buy groceries. Now that he'd decided to leave, there'd be no more beatings, but no more food either. If there was a benefit system in effect in Portsmouth at that time, I certainly knew nothing about it. So I scrubbed the kids until they looked brand new, and then put on my best homemade dress. I loaded them into the rusty old Ford and drove off to find a job. The 7 of us went to every factory, store, and restaurant in our town. No luck. The kids stayed crammed in the car and tried to be quiet, while I tried to convince whoever would listen that I was willing to learn or do anything. I just had to have a job. Still, no luck. The last place we went to, just a few miles out of town, was an old greasy spoon drive-in that had been converted to a truck stop. It was called the Big Wheelers, and an old lady named Granny owned the place, and she peeked out of the window from time to time, keeping an eye on those kids. She said she needed someone on the graveyard shift, 11 at night until 7 in the morning, and she paid £2 an hour, and I could start that night. Well, I raced home and called the teenager down the street that babysat for folks, and I bargained with her to come and sleep on my sofa for £2 a night. She could arrive with her new pajamas on, and the kids would already be asleep. This seemed like a good arrangement to her, so we made a deal. That night, when the little ones and I knelt to say our prayers, we all thanked God for finding Mum a job. And so, I started at the Big Wheelers. When I got home in the morning, I woke the babysitter up and sent her home with £2 of my tip money. That was about half of what I averaged every night, and as the weeks went by, heating bills added another strain to my meager wage. The tires on the old Ford had the consistency of balloons and began to leak, and I had to fill them up with air on the way to work and again every morning before I could go home. One bleak autumn morning, I dragged myself to the car to go home and found 4 tires in the back seat. These were new tires. There was no note, no nothing. Just those beautiful, brand new tires. Had angels taken up residence in my village, I wondered. I made a deal with the owner of a local garage. In exchange for his fitting those tires, I would clean up his office, and I remember it took me a lot longer to scrub his floors than it did for him to do the tires. Now I was working 6 nights instead of 5, and it still wasn't enough. Christmas was coming on, and I knew there would be no money for toys for the kids. I found a can of red paint and started repairing and painting some old toys. Then I hid them in the basement so there'd be something for Santa to deliver on Christmas morning. Clothes were a worry too. I was sewing patches on top of patches on the boys' pants, and soon they'd be too far gone to mend. On Christmas Eve, the usual customers were drinking coffee in the big wheeler. These were truckers, Les, Frank, and Jim, and an AA patrolman named Joe. A few musicians were hanging around after a gig at the local working men's club and were dropping shillings in the jukebox. The regulars all sat around and talked through the wee hours of the morning and then left to go home just before the sun came up. When it was time for me to go home at 7 o'clock on Christmas morning, I hurried to the car. I was hoping the kids wouldn't wake up before I managed to get home and get the presents from the cellar and place them under the tree. You see, we'd cut down a small fir tree by the side of the road down by the dump. It was still dark and I couldn't see much, but there appeared to be some dark shadows in the car. Or was that just a trick of the light? Something certainly looked different, but it was hard to tell what. When I reached the car, I peered warily into one side window. Then my jaw dropped in amazement. My old battered Ford was full to the top with boxes of all shapes and sizes. And I quickly opened the driver's back side door, scrambled inside, and knelt in the front facing the back seat. Reaching back, I pulled off the lid of the top box. Inside was a whole case of little blue jeans, sizes 2 to 10. I looked inside another box, and it was full of shirts to go with the jeans. Then I peeked inside some of the other boxes, and you know, there were sweets and nuts and bananas and bags of groceries. There was an enormous ham for bacon and canned vegetable and potatoes. There was pudding, mince pies and cakes, pie fillings and flour. And there was a whole bag of laundry supplies and some cleaning stuff. And there were 5 toy trucks and 1 beautiful, beautiful little doll. As I drove back through empty streets towards home, as the sun slowly rose on what was the most amazing Christmas day of my life, I was sobbing with gratitude. And I will never forget the joy on the faces of my little ones that precious morning. Yep, there were angels in my hometown that long ago in December, and they all hung out at the Big Wheeler truck stop.
Again, Brian, you've done it again. That was a great combination and brought a lot of memories back, that first one, Snowing on the Raton.
Yeah, it's got the feel, hopefully, for Christmas as well, as we're so close. And it also introduces folks out there to some beautiful singing by the late Neil Smelser.
And some lovely geography at the front, because he's explaining the geography of a Towns Van Zandt song. Neil was a big Towns Van Zandt follower. And I do believe that he was at the memorial party at the Ponderosa, the house of Towns Van Zandt, in the summer of 98. And it, unfortunately, Neil passed away. But we've got this lovely album recorded live at the Treasuries in the Bakery, Richland Centre, Wisconsin, with lots of songs by David Olney, Towns Van Zandt, Stephen Fromholtz. And it is a treasure house, isn't it, of music.
It is. I mean, that's a collector's item, which I'll fight to keep. Although I've got a vague suspicion you might have loaned it to me and never received it.
No, I've had it back, actually. Yeah. And I've actually been to Raton. I've been through that pass because I wanted to follow where Townes went and how he came to write the song, because that's what fascinates me about music, is going to the places where the songwriter goes to get his inspiration. And the inspiration for the second piece. Now, there was you've used some lovely backing there of an acoustic guitarist playing Silent Night.
Well, the story was given to me a couple of years ago, and it's always touched me deeply. And it's called Angels at Christmas Time. I've done my best with it, as you probably gather. I would have preferred that we got a local lady to be able to recite it for us, but as I say, we've done our best. Hopefully, it's good enough. The backing music is played by a guy called Chip Murgot, and he also played Away in a Manger on the back of my Doolin piece earlier on in the program.
Yeah, I recognise the sort of style being the same, yeah.
So, there you go. A little combination at the end, which hopefully sets you and the listeners up for Christmas.
Yeah, for a good Christmas.
You have been listening to the Christmas edition of Sunday in the Shires, a programme of selected favourite tunes presented each and every Sunday by Ragamuffin's Mike and Ragamuffin Brian. This was a Ragamuffin Radio production. We hope that you enjoyed our musical company for the past hour. Can we take this opportunity to wish all of our listeners, families and friends a very happy Christmas and a happy, healthy, prosperous new year. And we look forward to your company in 2008, every Sunday with Sunday in the Shires. Don't forget to log on to the new Ragamuffin website, where there's so much in store behind those doors. Meantime, take good care now. It's goodbye from Ragamuffin Brian.
And Merry Christmas from Ragamuffin Mike.
Goodbye now.
Goodbye.